Historically, great expanses of coastal redwoods covered miles of Northern California's rugged landscape, massive trees whose wood became a key building material as the state began to grow. They were seen as a virtually endless natural resource, except by a visionary forestry professor from Berkeley, Emmanuel Fritz.
At some time, he recognized that old-growth forests would be liquidated and the industry would be reliant on second-growth wood. And so he put it upon himself in the 1920s, far before anyone else had thought about this, to go out and identify future sites for monitoring growth over time. And he stumbled upon this plot along the Big River in Mendocino County, came back in 1923 and put in this one-acre plot. It was one of several one-acre plots that he put throughout the Redwood region, but apparently it's the only one that survived. And every 10 years, on a decadal basis, Emmanuel and a crew would go back and measure the trees, monitor their growth until 1963 when he retired, and then he continued doing it with help till he was in his mid-90s.
Greg Giusti is the man who is now carrying on that work. He's the Forest and Wildlands Ecology Advisor for the UC Cooperative Extension in Lakeport, and the curator of a research resource that is literally one of a kind.
They're growing on the banks of a river in optimal soil conditions, optimal fall conditions. It's as close to redwood heaven as you're going to get for a tree. When Emmanuel started in 1923, there was 117 trees. Today, as a forest gets older, some trees have dropped out, and now it's in the mid-70s. The average size is about 40 inches in diameter. There are some residual old-growth trees out there that are well over 20 feet in diameter, but these trees now that are 160, 170 years old, on average are 40 inches. Some of them are well over 60 inches in diameter.
More significant than their size and number, Giusti says, is the data that has been collected about these trees as they have grown over the past 80 years.
The fact that we have 80 years of continuous data on watching how this plot responded really is one of the most informative data sets we have, even though it's small and it's on an alluvial flat. Some might argue that it's somewhat unique. The uniqueness in the plot itself is that we've got these decades and decades of information.
Most second growth stands of redwood in the North Coast, such as those that survive in the Wonder Plot, have also since been logged, and third-generation forests are now growing in many of those areas. Giusti sees that as an economic gain for the region, one that can be directly attributed to Emmanuel Fritz.
The Wonder Plot clearly demonstrated to the world at that time that second-growth redwood had economic value. In fact, it was most likely the work of Fritz that convinced the timber industry to stay on after the old growth was obliterated. At one time, back in the 20s and 30s, the mindset was, well, we'll go through, we'll take all the old growth, and then we'll leave, and the timber industry will go with it.
Today, with the North Coast timber industry nearly gone, researchers are continuing to study the huge evergreens, looking for other economic benefits that may result from letting them grow rather than harvesting them. We'll look at some of those possibilities in our next report. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.